Light travels over the curved silhouetted lines of a stylized apple and leaf. Words appear, Apple Original Films. A ray of light rises slowly over silver letters, Sony. A mirrored logo reflects a cloudy sky, Stage 6 Films, a Sony company. Film Nation Entertainment. Braun. Jung Fu Pictures. Raised letters on an oblong copper plate form a logo, Playtone.
Twice in a single generation, the catastrophe of World War has fallen upon us. Twice in our lifetime has the long arm of fate reached out across the oceans to bring the United States into the forefront of the battle.
Our American merchant ships must be free to carry our American goods into the harbors of our friends. And our American merchant ships must be protected by our American Navy.
The brunt of the war has fallen upon the sailor men, and we have lost nearly 3,000 lives in the hard, unrelenting struggle which goes on night and day, and is going on now without a moment's respite.
The goods will be delivered by this nation, whose Navy believes in the tradition of damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Words appear, North Atlantic, February 1942. Convoys of ships carrying troops and supplies to Great Britain were crucial to the Allied war effort. The convoys were most vulnerable to U-boats when beyond the range of air cover in the middle of the Atlantic, in the area known as the Black Pit. Against the cloudy sky, a convoy of ships float in a scattered pattern across the vast ocean. A military plane flies overhead. The plane signals Morse code above one of the ships as sunset falls. Air escort to Greyhound. We're at limit of our range. Must leave you now. Good luck crossing the pit. Allied planes will meet you on the other side. Godspeed. The line of ships stretches to the horizon. Greyhound to air escort. Thank you for your protection. Safe home. Fade to black. Convoy HX-25, destination, Liverpool, England. 37 troop and supply ships escorted by four light warships led by. A ship cuts through waves, and a title appears, Greyhound. Inside the ship's cabin, a man kneels in front of his bed in the light of two portholes.
Dear Lord, let your holy angel be with me. Let the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
He snaps his book shut and places it on a table beside a small figurine of a ship. At a sink, he gently splashes water onto his face. He turns the faucet off and dries himself with a washcloth. 2 months earlier, San Francisco, California, December 1941. Wearing a Navy uniform, the man sits in a decorated hotel lobby. A blonde woman enters and he rises. She stops to look at a Christmas tree in the marble foyer. He watches her tilt her head up to look at an angel ornament placed at the top. She turns and notices him waiting. She smiles. Later, they sit at a small table. She unwraps a snowflake ornament.
Yesterday, today, and forever. That's beautiful. I'll put it on my tree.
She grins at him.
All right, your turn. Come on.
All right.
He unties a red bow from a box in his lap and takes out a pair of tan slippers.
Monogram.
She smiles as he looks down and reaches back in.
What's this?
He holds up a figurine of a ship.
Congratulations. Your first command at last.
Oh.
He eyes it.
After all those years of being fitted and retained, a Fletcher-class destroyer.
You deserve it. I knew after Pearl Harbor they would be needing men like you.
I report to Norfolk right after the first of the year.
Norfolk? Not Treasure Island?
It's the Navy in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then the Caribbean for training and tactics. Jamaica, the Bahamas, Cuba, rum and Coca-Cola, and then active duty. Come with me. I mean it.
He takes a train ticket from his jacket pocket.
So I can ask you to marry me on a tropical beach.
She glances up from the ticket to gaze at him.
Oh, I'd like that, but we can't.
She shakes her head.
The world has gone crazy, Ernie. Let's wait until we can be together.
Ernie looks at her for a long moment, then slides the ticket back toward him. She nods as he holds it in his hands and gazes down at it. His eyes flicker back up to hers. He slips the ticket into his jacket.
I will always be looking for you, Evie. No matter where I am. Even if I'm 1,000 miles away, I will be hoping I'll see you come around the corner. Because when you do, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
Her smile grows. On the ship, the figurine sits on Ernie's nightstand. Ernie buttons his uniform jacket. A Bible verse stuck onto a mirror frame nearby reads, "Yesterday, today, and forever," Hebrews 13:8. Wednesday, 4 noon watch, 0800 to 1200, 50 hours to air cover. In a room of officers, Ernie lays his hat on the table.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Charlie, how were the overnights?
Convoy's 3 days into the pit. No contacts, no incidents. Except on your ship, sir. Two bored sailors with time on their hands, which became fists.
Who?
Shannon and Flusser. Crew's getting nervous, Ernie.
Sleep well, sir?
Never had the gift for sleeping on board.
And I can't sleep anywhere else, sir.
A messmate pours coffee, then stands back as Ernie lowers his head in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Seems a bit high to serve hot food. I could manage a ham, steak, and eggs for you, sir.
This will do. Thank you, Clayton.
A door to the deck swings open.
Report to the commanding officer. Clear the room.
Charlie hands Ernie a clipboard. As he looks it over, two young officers with bruised faces step into the room and wait.
Uncover.
They take their hats off. Ernie glances at them. He puts his cup down, brings the clipboard closer, and reads. Charlie peers at the two men as they stand, their jaws tense.
Explain yourselves.
Ernie eyes them.
Flusser.
I regret the incident, sir.
Shannon.
I, too, regret the incident.
Shannon bites his lip, the edge of it purple and bruised. Ernie exchanges a look with Charlie. Flusser and Shannon stand still, their eyes obscured by shadows.
I will tolerate no more fisticuffs on my ship. So, restore the relationships you have damaged and fill me with peace.
He leans back in his chair and watches them. Shannon frowns.
Sir?
Captain requested bridge, sir. Captain requested bridge.
Ernie rises and Charlie follows.
Repetition will bring hell down from on high.
Ernie strides away.
Back to your duties. Count your blessings.
On the bridge.
Captain on the bridge.
Ernie walks in.
Hi.
Sir, good morning. Escorts Eagle and Harry are out of position 6 miles from convoy. They've been off on their own, sir, for roughly 2 hours.
Outside on the deck, a storm brews. Ernie peers out over the ledge with binoculars. He spots two distant ships, British destroyer Harry and British destroyer Eagle.
Eagle skipper announced starting the day with a good hunt, sir, and then Harry joined in.
Ernie hurries to the other side of the ship. He brings the binoculars back up to his eyes and spots convoy flagship giving off a Morse code signal from the end of the convoy.
Message from the Commodore, sir.
Read it out.
Com convoy to com escort. H-U-F-F. D-U-F-F.
Huffed up. High frequency direction finding. Continue, please.
Huffed up reports a German transmission bearing 087 degrees, range 15 to 20 miles.
Commodore says a likely U-boat, sir.
Ernie turns and searches among the turbulent waves.
I'll escort the comm convoy. We'll run it down.
I'll escort the comm convoy. We'll run it down.
We'll run it down. Thank you.
We'll run it down. Thank you. Aye, aye,
sir. Mr. Carling, I have the comm.
Captain has the comms.
All ahead full. Make turns for 36 knots.
All ahead full. Make turns for 36 knots. Aye, sir.
Right standard rudder to 079.
Right standard rudder to 079. Aye, aye, sir.
Inside, Ernie picks up a phone.
All escorts, Greyhound, return to your stations immediately. We have enemy contact bearing 087, rates 15 to 20 miles.
Aye, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, Greyhound.
Dickey, Greyhound.
Dickey, sir.
Modify your station to assist the convoy on the starboard side. Stragglers are mistiming the course change. Keep your sonar on that starboard flank.
Aye, sir. Sonar starboard flank.
Right full runner 087.
Right full runner 087. Aye, aye, sir.
Bring us up to general quarters.
Bosun, sound general quarters.
The sailor hits an alarm and goes to an intercom.
General quarters,
general quarters. All hands, man your battle station. We are running down a possible U-boat contact.
Men race out onto the deck. They climb through the railings and get into their stations at the cannons.
Let's handle those sons of bitches!
Keep them coming, Cleveland.
Cleveland passes out ammunition. Inside.
Eagle, Greyhound, take my position at the front of the convoy. We're pursuing the target. Dickey, Greyhound, cover the right flank.
Front of convoy. Aye, aye, sir. Aye, sir. Covering right flank.
Eagle, Harry, Greyhound, what is your ETA for resuming new stations?
Greyhound, Eagle, we can be at our station in 20 minutes.
Aye, sir. We're now 4 miles to port of the convoy.
Yes, I know, Harry. Return to your station at best speed.
Sir, I believe Mr. Carling. I have the deck in the con.
So Watson, we have a target bearing 087, range 15 to 20 miles. I have the con.
Aye, aye, sir. Captain Zakan.
Messenger.
Sir.
Go to my cabin and bring me my sheepskin coat. You'll find it.
Aye, aye, sir.
Combat con.
Charlie, we're running down a likely sub bearing 087, range 50 to 20 miles.
I'm hoping it shows up on your surface radar.
Con combat. Aye, aye, sir.
Charlie flicks a switch and watches the sonar. Outside, the sonar circles.
Now hear this. Now hear this.
Ernie steps in.
This is the captain. We are running down the target. Let us
attend our duties well. This is what we trained for.
Martin, what you got?
Nothing yet, sir.
Martin stares at the sonar. Outside, a wave breaks over the bow of the ship in a flash of white. Inside, Ernie and the officer stand still, waiting.
Got him.
Charlie goes to the intercom.
Con combat target bearing 092,
range 15 miles.
Charlie, what do you make of this target?
Most likely a U-boat, sir.
Up for air and a battery charge. Getting ready to come at us, Captain.
Outside, a submarine peeks out from the water.
Steady on 092, sir.
Very well.
Ernie puts on his helmet. Charlie marks the sonar screen.
Con combat target bearing steady at 094, range 12 miles.
Weapons pass the word. Do not open fire without orders from me.
The ship hurtles through sea spray. Inside, Martin writes marks on the sonar.
Range 11 miles, bearing steady on 094.
Range 11 miles, bearing steady on 094.
Ernie paces by the door with a tense expression. He looks back at the man whistling.
Stop that noise.
Range 9.5 miles, bearing steady on 094.
Watson approaches Ernie.
Close enough to the 5-inch, sir.
Ernie glances back.
Heavy seas, Mr. Watson, with only a radar bearing. Let's have our eyes on him.
Yes, sir.
Watson returns to his position and looks briefly at the other men. The ship moves steadily through the water. Ernie gazes through the porthole. Outside, the visible tip of a submarine plunges underwater. In the sonar room, Charlie goes to the intercom.
Target's disappeared, sir.
Fall off the radar about 6 miles out.
Ernie races over.
What's this, Charlie?
Looks like he's dived, sir, by the way the pips faded out.
Must have seen us, sir. Got his air and dove.
Pips had him on course for
us in the convoy, sir.
Can you plot a search radius?
I could, sir, but in 10 minutes, the radius would be 3 square miles.
Watson glances at Ernie.
Give me a course to intercept if the target maintains this course at 6 knots.
Aye, aye, sir.
An officer hands Charlie a measuring tool. Another writes coordinates on a board. On the bridge, soldiers wait silently. Charlie draws a set of lines between Greyhound and the U-boat. He circles a point.
Con combat. Course to intercept is 096.
Warn me 2 miles out from this intercept.
Aye, aye, sir.
Right handsomely, 096.
Right handsomely, 096. Aye, aye, sir.
Outside, a wave thrashes the deck of the ship. Standing in a hatch, Ernie watches the surface through his binoculars. By the cannons, the men ready themselves.
Combat reports 2 miles from intercept, sir.
Mr. Walker, we need to slow down for sonar. Make turns for 22 knots.
Make turns for 22 knots. Aye, aye, sir. All head standard. Make turns for 22 knots.
Go, boys.
We're at sonar speed.
In the sonar room, Martin sits at his station and watches a yellow screen. A single blip interrupts the straight line. He reaches for the intercom.
Contact bearing 091, range indefinite.
On the bridge.
Put that on the radio.
Sir, message from the Admiralty. Contact bearing 091, range unknown, sir.
Ernie enters the sonar room and watches Martin work.
What do you hear?
Martin stays still.
Contact bearing steady at 091. He's turned. Looks like he's running from us, sir.
And screw noises.
Martin turns a knob on the board and focuses on the screen. He shakes his head.
Contact dead ahead. Range 1 mile. Still no propeller noise.
Ernie goes to the bridge.
Come left to 091.
Come left to 091. Aye, aye, sir.
In the sonar room, a hand writes a note on the map. On the bridge, Ernie looks out of a porthole. In the sonar room.
Contact lost.
Sonar reports contact lost, sir.
Sonar, search ahead 30 degrees, sonar port and starboard.
Sonar, I search ahead 30 degrees, port starboard.
Steady on 091, sir.
Very well.
Ernie stares out of the rainy porthole. In the sonar room, Martin turns a dial and eyes the screen. A counter ticks down to 6. He reaches for the intercom.
Contact bearing 066, range indefinite, sir.
Left, hard rudder!
The ship makes a sudden turn and bursts through a wall of water.
Ease the rudder.
Easing the turn, aye, aye, sir.
Meter.
Aye, aye, sir. Holding course.
Report all bearings as relative.
All stations, bridge, report all bearings as relative.
Steady as you go.
Steady as I go, aye, aye, sir.
Hydrophone effect slow rev, sounds like 60 RPM.
Hydrophone effect slow rev, sounds like 60 RPM, sir.
Range 1,100 yards.
Range 1,100 yards, sir.
Bearing.
Sonar bridge, bearing.
Bearing starboard 01.
Bearing starboard 01. Hydrophone effect slow speed, sir.
Helmsman, standby for rapid maneuvers.
Aye, aye, sir.
The ship speeds forward.
Contact bearing port 015, range 1,100 yards.
Sonar reports contact bearing port 015, range 1,100 yards, sir.
Left full rudder.
Left full rudder, aye, aye, sir.
An officer spins the steering wheel. Ernie peers out as thick mist is thrown into the air.
Ease the rudder.
Easing the rudder, aye, aye, sir.
Ernie watches through the window, his eyes searching the waves as the ship slows. A small wiper keeps the glass clear of rain. One of the officers eyes him. In the sonar room.
Contact now bears port 012.
Contact
1,000 yards closes.
Ernie and Watson turn back.
Sonar bridge, repeat.
Contact now
bears port 012, range 1,000 yards and closing.
Contact now bears port 012, range 1,000 yards and closing, sir.
You gonna do that again?
No, sir.
If so, you will be relieved.
Aye, aye, sir.
Watson glares.
Contact bearing.
Sonar reports contact bearing 006, range 900 yards, sir.
Sir, he's going hard left.
Ernie gazes outside.
Right, standard rudder.
Ernie moves past Watson toward another porthole at the end of the room. Watson exchanges a look with one of the officers.
Right, standard rudder, aye, aye, sir.
Watson eyes him.
All right, stay sharp. Rapid maneuvers, let's plot it.
Aye, aye, sir.
On the map, one of the officers draws an arrow going from Greyhound in the opposite direction of the U-boat.
Contact indefinite.
Sonar reports contact indefinite, no propeller noise.
On the bridge, the men peer at Ernie, standing alone at the window. Ernie glances over his shoulder at Watson.
Acknowledge him and he shall direct that path.
In the sonar room.
No contact.
Sonar reports no contact, sir.
Ernie stares out at the water. Outside, the ship travels alone on the vast ocean, a dark silhouette that forges through the choppy white waves. In the sonar room, Martin watches the screen. A blip comes up.
Contact regained from starboard 024.
800 yards, sir.
In the sonar room, Charlie watches an officer draw a curve to the U-boat from Greyhound. Martin flips the machine's pulse rate to short and gets a blip.
Contact rate
starboard
011.
Contact rate starboard 011, rate 700 yards, sir.
Right standard rudder.
Right standard rudder, aye.
The ship lunges to the right. Martin gets a blip.
Contact bearing
starboard. Contact bearing starboard 012, range 600 yards, sir.
Mr. Lopez, stand by with a medium pattern.
And I'm ready, sir.
Contact bearing port 001.
Sonar reports contact bearing port 001, range 500 yards, sir.
Contact bearing 001, range 400 yards, sir.
Contact bearing port
001,
range 400 yards, sir.
It's
going
dead slow,
sir.
Contact bearing dead ahead,
range 300 yards, sir.
Contact inside minimum sonar range.
Contact inside minimum sonar range, sir.
In the sonar room, Martin adjusts his headphones.
Hydrophone strong. Very strong.
Hydrophone strong. Very strong, sir.
Over-revving screws.
Over-revving screws, sir.
He's trying to slip under us!
Now, Mr. Lopez!
Rolling fire. Medium pattern. Rolling fire.
Out on the deck, the men launch packages of ammunition into the water. They explode in blasts of foam. Ernie and the men monitor with binoculars. Ernie rushes inside.
Hard right rudder! Hard right rudder, aye aye, sir.
Ernie and Watson hurry to the opposite side. The water stays calm.
No oil slick, debris. Fuck, I thought we had him, sir. Sorry, my language, sir.
Mr. Watson, steady on a reciprocal course. Maintain our present heading.
Aye, sir.
Sonar, when we come about, standard sweeps on both our bows.
Sonar bridge, when we come about,
standard sweeps. Escorts Greyhound, we have engaged the enemy, but no hits on my drop. Our last contact had him bearing 295 directly for the convoy. Tighten up your screens.
He will be within firing range of the convoy in less than...
Starboard beam, right 500 yards!
Ernie runs outside.
500 yards, sir!
He peers through his binoculars at a steadily growing black spot in the water. He lowers his binoculars and stares. In the doorway behind him, a crowd of soldiers watch. In the sonar room, Martin glances up at the screen. On the deck.
Three. Sonar reports crunch of a sinking vessel, sir.
The oil flows to the ocean's surface. Ernie turns around. The men step aside and let him back in.
We got him. Private.
The private scrambles for the whistle around his neck.
Now hear this!
He steps aside.
This is the captain. It seems we sank that target. This was an all-hands job.
Well done.
Ernie turns to Watson.
Secure from general quarters. Take us to condition 3 and arrange for hot food, if at all possible.
Sir.
He picks up a phone.
Secure from general quarters.
All hands, secure from general quarters.
Escorts Greyhound, we have sighted evidence of a kill.
Congratulations, Captain. More food for the fish. The prize is yours, sir, but we'll need evidence of a kill for the Admiralty. Nothing but the captain's trousers will do, I'm afraid.
Just returned to station.
Congratulations, sir. Just there, of course, the debris to verify the kill.
Ernie looks down.
No, Mr. Watson. Convoy is unguarded. Take us back to station.
Aye, sir. Helmsman, bring us back to station.
Epstein, is it?
Martin turns.
Epstein, sir.
Good work. Thank you.
It's one more boy, sir.
Hey, Cap, pulled this corned beef and onion sliced steak for you. Gotta eat, sir.
I'll take that to Lieutenant Cole. I bet he's worked up an appetite.
Cleveland nods.
Now, Mr. Dawson.
It's from the Admiralty, sir. They've intercepted multiple German transmissions. It's at least 2 hours old.
He hands Ernie a clipboard.
Enemy activity expected in position alone.
He moves past Dawson and back out onto the deck. He goes to the railing and gazes out at the oil lingering on the ocean's turbulent surface.
Congratulations, Captain.
He turns.
It's our first U-boat. Congratulations, sir.
50 less crowds.
Yes. 50 souls.
Ernie steps back inside.
Sir, permission to secure boilers 2 and 4?
Mr. Nystrom, are you not the officer of the deck?
Yes, sir, I am, sir.
Take that to the chief engineer without bothering me.
Aye, sir. Our noon position report, sir.
I'm estimating we are at position Oboe, and the North Atlantic surrounded by open sea. That about right?
If you say so, sir.
Take us back to station. Head of the convoy, center column.
Head of convoy, center column. Aye, sir.
Nystrom leaves.
Left standard rudder, steer course 190.
Left standard rudder, steering course 190. Aye, sir.
Outside, men keep watch as the deep gray sky mirrors the agitated sea below. A sailor paints a swastika in white. Inside, a messenger approaches Ernie.
Rudder, steer course 270. Aye, sir.
Sir?
Ernie turns.
Your helmet, sir. Shall I see it stowed away?
Ernie reaches for his helmet.
Yes, thank you.
He hands it to the messenger. The men eye Ernie.
Sir? Noon fuel reports will be slightly off due to that U-boat chase. Still waiting on reports from Dodge, but Victor and James are reporting diminishing reserves.
Send a reply.
Ernie writes.
Comm escort to James, please use utmost efforts to conserve fuel.
Aye, sir.
Sir, after that last pattern, now might be a good time to bring up the extra supply of depth charges stowed in the crew quarters.
Permission granted, thank you.
Aye, sir.
Ernie gathers his sheepskin coat off a nearby table and pulls it on. He shivers. He grabs his hat.
Two distress rockets rear of convoy.
Forward lookout reports. Two distress rockets rear of the convoy.
Reciprocal course. Mr. Nystrom, I have the con.
Captain has the con.
Outside, Greyhound cuts through the ocean as overflow spills off its sides. Ernie climbs up to a higher level deck.
Where?
There, sir. That's the Despotico, sir. It's an emergency ship. Last ship in the line.
Ernie brings his binoculars up and spots a ship on fire.
Signals report Commodore signaling general alarm, sir.
Mr. Nystrom, come left to 200. Alert all escorts, I'm going to the rear. Send in Kadena for rescue and bring us up to general quarters.
General quarters, general quarters. All hands, man your battle stations.
All hands standard. Sonar, resume sweeps.
Sonar bridge, resume sweeps.
Through his binoculars, Ernie watches smoke billow from the flaming ship. Below the surface, a submarine puts Greyhound in its sights. It launches a torpedo. It zips through the water and leaves a thin white tail in its wake. On the ship, Ernie climbs to the lower deck.
Torpedo! Torpedo! Bearing 205!
Where?
There, sir!
He points. Ernie spies the trail in the water.
Right full rudder!
Right full rudder, aye aye, sir.
The ship turns as the torpedo speeds forward.
Shoot me a bearing of where that came from.
Yes, sir.
The helmsman taps the lid off the equipment as Ernie focuses on the torpedo's path. In the distance, the destroyed ship burns brightly.
Bearing 160. Charlie, I'm steering to avoid a single torpedo. Point of origin 160. Mr. Nystrom, bring us around to port at a reciprocal course in the screening position. Put us between Kadena and that U-boat.
Screen Kadena, aye. Left, full rudder.
Full rudder, aye, sir.
All ahead, flank.
Message from Kadena, sir. She signals rescue completed.
Thank you. Messenger.
Captain.
Right, this. Comm escort to Kadena. Rejoin convoy at best speed. Modified zigzag. Send it.
Aye, sir.
The messenger dashes off. Ernie watches as the burning ship sinks further into the water. In the sonar room.
Distant noises, port quarter, bearing indefinite.
Sonar reports distant noises, port quarter, bearing indefinite. Assumes its hull of ship breaking up, sir.
Sonar, sweep to starboard.
Sonar bridge, sweep to starboard.
Mr. Nystrom, ease the rudder meter. Maintain this screening position.
Holding this course, aye aye, sir.
The helmsman uses a light to send out Morse code.
Zigzag, right, 10 degrees rudder.
Right, 10 degrees rudder, aye, sir.
On the bridge, Ernie gazes out the window as the ship dips into a swell.
Steady at 10 degrees, sir.
Steady as you go.
Steady as I go.
Return message from Kadena, sir. She's 2 hours from convoy, sir. Reports 42 men rescued from Despotico.
He reads the note.
Very well, thank you.
Skipper, we're freezing up. I've given orders for the steam hoses to keep the depth charges clear.
Greyhound, hurry. Greyhound, hurry.
Greyhound.
Pips on the radar screen, bearing 091, sir. Looks like
looks like two subs directly ahead of the convoy. Range 10
Barry
miles.
Barry has two contacts, 10 miles.
Dickie, sir.
Go ahead, Dickie.
We got a pip bearing 098, range 14 miles. Greyhound Eagle, we've got Harry's pip, sir, and another bearing 090, range 30 miles.
Very well. Four contacts now. Zigzag, 20 degrees, left standard rudder.
20 degrees, left standard rudder, aye, sir.
Eagle here with another pip on the move, range
no,
5 miles.
5 miles, dead ahead of the convoy.
Greyhound Harry, 9 miles to one pip at 090, the other bearing 092, range 8 miles.
Are the ranges closing?
Negative, Greyhound. They seem to be behaving at present.
Very well. Maintain your stations, attack within range, good luck.
Bernie hangs up.
A wolf pack shadow on us. They'll attack as a group.
Yeah, waiting for nightfall. And we can't see nothing.
They share a long look.
I need you down below. Keep an eye on the surface radar for our friend back here.
Aye, aye, sir.
Charlie leaves. Outside, bubbles blossom under the surface of the water as a gray submarine emerges from below. With only the top visible, another submarine slips through the water stealthily. Several submarines rise, revealing their holes in the sonar room.
Six subs, guys. We got a contact report from Eagle?
Aye, sir. Got them all. They're keeping their distance. Five ahead of the convoy and our little dance partner back here, tracking us in the Kadena, presumed bearing 196.
The man points out a drawing of the U-boat on their map. Outside, waves cascade across a gray submarine as it advances. A snarling wolf's red eye is painted on the metal hull. On the Greyhound, Ernie stands on deck. A light flashes from one of the convoy ships in the distance. The messenger rushes over to him.
Signal from the Commodore, sir.
Read it out.
Com convoy to com escort. Numerous German language transmissions 10 to 15 miles ahead. Various bearings.
Very well. I need the gloves you'll find in my cap. The fur, not the knit.
Gloves, fur, not knit. Aye, sir.
The messenger runs off. Ernie glances over his shoulder at the helmsman standing alone a few feet away. Arms crossed over his chest, Ernie turns and enters the bridge.
Chief Rudell, I need these wipers operated.
It's not electrical, sir. They're frozen. I can put some men on it with buckets and swabs.
Salt water. Warm salt water, not boiling.
Aye, sir.
In the sonar room.
Con combat. Looks like our friends come up for fresh air and to maintain speed with us, sir. Contact bearing 207, range 3 miles.
Hard right rudder to 207.
Hard right rudder to 207. Aye, sir.
The ship dips into the water. In the sonar room, Ernie turns a knob, and a sailor makes a mark on the sonar screen.
Target now bears 208.
Target now bears 208. Range.
Range. Looks like 2.5 miles.
Looks like 2.5 miles.
What's going on?
I don't know, sir. I can't get a good read.
Ernie grimaces and watches the screen.
Come right to 220.
Come right to 220. Aye, sir.
What do you mean, looks like? I need a bearing on this target, Charlie.
It's my radar, sir. It's gone soft.
I need Rudell down here.
Understood. Have Chief Rudell report to the SO and the CIC. Mr. Lopez, all mounts, local control, fire when they bear.
Aye, aye, sir.
All mounts, local control, fire as you bear.
A shadow appears on the screen.
Bearings changing, 203.
Contact, bearings changing,
203.
Range, looks like 2.5 miles.
203, range, 2.5 miles.
Firing the target, starboard bound.
Left standard rudder to 180.
Left standard rudder 180, aye, sir.
Ernie steps onto the deck and readies his binoculars. Cannons fire shots around the exposed U-boat. He watches as two more shots land.
Fire control reports 5-inch mounts open fire on target. 11 rounds fired. No hits observed, sir.
Left standard rudder to 100.
Left standard rudder 100.
Messenger,
aye, sir.
Take this to signals. Greyhound to Kadena. Must return to station at head of convoy to engage targets. Fired on U-boat, drove him under. Have faith you will outrun him. Good luck. Send that.
Wanted to see me, sir?
What can we do about this damn interference?
It's not interference, sir. I checked everything. Pilot lights on, no surge currents, and I reset the overload relay 4 days ago. I could reset it again, but we're going to be down nearly 2 hours. Wasted time, sir.
Charlie eyes Rudell. On the bridge, Ernie makes his way through the officers to the phone.
Bridge.
The night cometh when no man can work, Ernie. Rudell's done all he can. He's gonna have to live with it.
Radar how it is for now, Cap.
Understood. Thank you, Charlie.
Ernie lingers for a moment. Outside, the sky darkens into night. The top of the U-boat submerges from the water in a whirlpool of foam. Up ahead, more U-boats appear, fade to black. Wednesday, dog watch, 1600 to 2000, 36 hours to air cover. Inside Greyhound, Cleveland climbs the stairs, carefully balancing a tray of food.
Captain, need to slow in the sea or we risk blowing a turbine.
Understood. Mr. Harbutt, you can't take it. Slow us down a bit.
All ahead two-thirds.
All ahead two-thirds. Aye, aye, sir.
Guard them the ship.
Shift to red.
Missed another meal, sir. Brought you a bacon egg sandwich still warm. Found some of those pictures you like.
Cleveland lays out the cutlery in front of his plate. Ernie closes his eyes and bows his head in prayer. Cleveland follows suit.
Amen. I'll keep the coffee coming, sir.
Coffee, Mr. Harbutt?
Thank you, sir.
Ernie takes a long drink of coffee.
Distress rocket, sir. Lookouts report gunfire bearing 046, range 3 miles.
Ernie goes to the window.
I'll take it, Mr. Harbutt.
Captain has the con.
Bring us up to general quarters.
Bosun make condition one.
Left full rudder.
Left full rudder.
Across the front of the convoy.
General quarters. General quarters. All hands, man your battle stations. Set condition one. One route to ship. Lock down all watertight passages.
Combat report sub-bearing 036. 1.5 miles, sir.
All mounts, fire at will.
All mounts, fire at will.
Mounts fire, illuminating the night.
Merchant ship, dead ahead!
Ernie spins around to see a merchant ship up ahead.
Ship fire!
Hard left, rider! Hard over!
The ship makes a hard turn to the left. Its shadow throws everything around it into darkness in the glow of the dim moonlight. Beneath the water, Greyhound passes the ship. On the deck, Ernie watches as Greyhound drifts close to another ship. Their edges meet in a shower of sparks.
Right standard rudder!
Right standard rudder, aye aye, sir.
Ernie rushes to the other side of the ship. Sparks ring out once more between the two hulls. Greyhound pulls away and separates itself.
All ahead, standard!
Ernie looks to the helmsman, who stands frozen.
Son, you heard the order?
All ahead, standard, aye aye, sir.
All ahead, standard!
Low lights reflect off a passing ship.
Where?
U-boat bearing 012, range 1,000, between us and the freighters!
Ernie brings his binoculars up to his face. He swivels as an explosion lights up a ship ahead.
Check! 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 It's an open to the freighters in the line of fire!
Fire!
A plume of fire grows in the distance. Shots ring out towards Greyhound.
Friendly fire! Friendly fire! They can't see us!
One of the men collapses on the ground. Ernie watches as he rides.
Close up! Close up! Man that telegraph! Get replacements up here!
Ernie goes back out onto the ledge and observes the damage.
Right full rudder, all ahead two-thirds.
Right
full rudder,
aye, aye, sir.
If anyone dents that target, when he dies, we're going to hammer him with two batteries, shallow and deep.
Aye, sir.
That's the Vasco, sir. She's an oil tanker. She could blow.
Ernie's gaze shifts.
Mind your helm across the column.
Mind my helm, aye, aye, sir.
Slow to one-third.
Slow to one-third, aye, sir.
Watch that merchantman.
Aye, sir.
He turns back to the fire.
He's diving. U-boat diving, bearing 040. Range, close aboard.
Lopez?
Aye, sir.
Stand by for shallow pattern.
Stand by for shallow pattern. Aye, aye, sir.
Sonar sweep contact to starboard beam.
Sonar bridge sweep contact to starboard beam.
In the sonar room.
Bridge sonar, there's too many screws. I can't hear anything.
Sonar reports mixed signal, sir. Too many propellers.
On my command, Mr. Lopez?
Aye, sir.
Outside, the flames climb.
Still too many screws.
Interference from the convoy.
Sonar reports too many screws, sir. Interference from the convoy.
Underwater, the U-boat releases a torpedo. In the sonar room, the man listens carefully.
I got some.
In the ocean, the torpedo moves through the water. In the sonar room, the man presses his headset close.
Got him. Contact close. Starboard beam 083.
Sun reports contact close. Starboard beam 083, sir. Correction. Starboard beam 088,
sir. Now, Mr. Lopez!
Fire! Fire!
The ammunition arcs through the night sky and lands in a series of blasts. Water sprays upward.
Left pattern, Mr. Lopez.
Again, sir?
Yes, again, Mr. Lopez.
All positions fire when ready. All positions fire, fire.
Al, meter, head up the lane.
Meter, head up the lane. Aye, aye, sir.
Face lit red. Ernie turns back to watch the battle. Below the surface, a torpedo hurtles forward.
Correction.
Questionable
reports,
screw noises.
Questionable screw noises.
Contact stationary.
Sonar reports contact stationary.
Stationary?
Sonar
bridge, anything further?
In the sonar room, the man checks the screen. Underwater, the torpedo somersaults.
Still stationary, possible decoy.
Sonar reports contact is not moving, possible decoy.
Ernie stares at the messenger for a moment, then turns back to view the wreckage. The helmsmen exchange looks.
The tanker, sir!
Ernie walks to the other side of the ship and looks through his binoculars at the aftermath of the enormous blast. Pulsing black and orange smoke billows into the sky.
Survivors! Near the water! Port bow! Port bow!
Contact. Bearing starboard 538, 538. Distance 200 yards.
There's a Harbutt. Who's your junior?
Wallace, sir.
Get him out here.
Harbutt rushes off. Ernie watches the ship.
Sir, a message from Cadena.
Read it out.
Merchant ship's vulnerable. At rear of convoy, attack imminent. Request your earliest assistance.
The messenger and two others wait.
Captain, survivors 500 yards starboard, sir. Proceed with rescue.
The men watch Ernie as the orange glow of the ship silhouettes him from behind.
Get down to midships, put down a scrambling net, and get those men out of the water.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stop engines. All slow astern. Mr. Harbutt, you have the con. Mind the debris and hail me the moment Wallace has them aboard.
Aye, aye, sir.
Signals?
Aye, sir.
Comm escort to Cadena.
The signals boy meets Ernie's gaze.
We'll assist as soon as possible.
Aye, sir.
He nods and runs on. The light from the fire pulses steadily as Ernie stares with wide eyes. Survivors are fished out of the ocean. In the sonar room.
Krauts call it a Pillenwerfer, sir. It's German for something.
Pillthrower.
Yes, go on.
I had never heard one before, but I got a buddy who was on the Kid, and he had one on his first crossing. It's a mechanical decoy about the size of an icebox, and it shoots out gas like an Alka-Seltzer. The Krauts just drop it in the water, and it hangs there while we waste depth charges on it.
Detail it in your after-action report. Make sure all the other operators are familiar with it.
I should have caught it sooner, sir.
No, you did good work. Thank you.
Sir. Aye, sir.
You couldn't have known, Ernie.
Ernie turns to face Charlie.
Got him. Sir.
Four men.
Only four?
All they can see are here, sir.
Okay, head to rear convoy. Right hard rudder, hard over. All ahead two-thirds.
Right hard rudder, hard over. Aye, aye, sir.
Outside, a ship burns.
Rocket! Distress rocket astern! Rear convoy!
Flares rise into the sky.
All ahead flank meter when we're headed down the lane.
All ahead flank, aye, aye, sir.
A faraway explosion sends debris into the air like fireworks. Ernie and the rest watch the ship burn.
That's the Southland, sir. It's an American supply ship.
The helmsman averts his gaze as Ernie turns away from the destruction. He looks back over as it shines brightly in the dark. Fade to black. The fire illuminates the edges of the waves.
Greyhound, Harry here. To confirm, targets remain at speed, just outside our perimeter.
South End rescue completed. 28 men rescued, sir.
Radar is back up, Captain.
Left full rudder, 087. Take left us up the right side of the convoy.
Aye, aye,
all ahead
sir.
Standard.
All ahead standard, aye, aye, sir. Andrew Mansers, all ahead standard, sir.
Inside.
Greyhound. Greyhound, Greyhound. This is Grey Wolf. We hunt you, and you your friends Eagle, Vicky, and Harry. We watch your ship sinking into the deep. We hear the screams of your comrades as they die. How many of them will there be before you join them? The Grey Wolf is so very hungry. Your women will...
Greyhound to all this goes. Switch TBS traffic to channel Zebra. Execute.
Ernie glares at the red-lit intercom, then walks away. Down in the sonar room, Ernie peers at one of the screens. Its white bar sweeps around in a slow clockwise circle.
Eagle here. Pips on the move. One bearing 080, range 11 miles in closing. The other at 085, 9 miles. Greyhound Dickey.
Greyhound.
Our contact is now bearing 113. The other bears 101, range 2 miles and approaching.
Greyhound Honey, altitude fixed as if I hit bearing 084 and 095, both 8.5 miles. Looks as if they're coming in for a scrum.
Noted. Thank you. Greyhound out.
Charlie, did you get the sighting reports?
Yes, sir.
Here they come.
He rushes out of the room. A distant ship explodes. Shots fire from Greyhound toward a U-boat in the distance. White smoke gathers above as the fight rages on. A hit lands, and fire bursts from one of the ships. Above the clouds, the silky green ribbon of an aurora borealis glows. Distant blasts pierce the thick cloud cover with brief flashes of light. Fade to black. Thursday, morning watch, 0400 to 0800. 26 hours to air cover.
Status report. No contacts at present. No losses during the night. Five ships. Bassville, Southland, Corning, Hallbarton, Powell. Two ships damaged, 23 survivors, 210 confirmed dead.
On the bridge, Ernie watches the horizon through a porthole. He flashes back to Evie. In the hotel, she grins and holds up his snowflake ornament. On the ship, Ernie stares into the distance. His gaze shifts to a man on the floor picking up pieces of broken ceramic.
Greyhound, Eagle, target sighted. Engaging now.
Eagle, Greyhound, we will join you to assist.
The man cleans a blood spot on the floor.
Mr. Lopez.
Yes, sir.
Our next pattern will be medium.
Aye, aye, sir. Lieutenant Fibler, you better get up here.
Right standard rudder to 210.
Right standard rudder to 210. Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Harbutt.
Sir.
Keep apprised of Eagle's target bearing and notify me when we're 2 miles out.
Aye, aye, sir.
An officer walks in and shares a quick look with Lopez. He steps up to Ernie.
Sir, it's about the consumption of depth charges.
Yes.
Last pattern makes 32 cans fired.
Staring ahead, Ernie nods.
How many full patterns do we have left?
None, sir.
Ernie turns.
We're down to 6 charges.
Ernie's jaw tenses.
We pulled everything from below last watch, if you recall, sir.
The other officers watch him.
Yes, yes, of course. Thank you, Mr. Flipper.
It's Fippler, sir.
Ernie turns back to him.
Mr. Fippler, you must leave off the firing of full patterns.
What I was going to suggest, sir.
Ernie turns back to the window as the wiper moves across the glass rhythmically. Fippler pivots and walks away.
Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove.
In the sonar room, Charlie hears the signal and answers the phone.
Captain?
I know it's risky, Charlie, but...
We need to break protocol. How soon can we reach air cover? No more zigzags, no evasive maneuvers.
Aye, aye, sir.
Charlie picks up his compass and measures out a set of distances. He draws a large circle and charts a path to Greyhound. on the bridge. Ernie takes the phone.
Go tell him.
We can be in range of air cover in
24 hours. That's 0800 if we shift to a direct course, sir.
Thanks, Charlie.
Ernie squints up at the clock above. In another room, a man receives stitches.
What happened to him?
Took a header. Gave me something more to do.
Cleveland enters.
Head for the captain?
Yeah. Man hasn't had a bite to eat or been off his feet since we left.
General quarters, all hands, man your battle. Treating the intercept at 16 knots, sir. We'll do our best to hammer him.
Understood, Dickie. Keep him under by all means. Keep him under.
Aye, sir.
Ernie presses the intercom.
Combat con. Keep a sharp eye out for surface radar bearing 170.
Aye, sir. I have the deck in the con.
Very well.
Mr. Watson has the deck in the con.
Distant contact bearing 160.
Sonar reports distant contact bearing 160.
Dickie, Greyhound, the contact is now 10 degrees to mud port.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Lopez.
Single charges, sir.
Single charges, yes.
Sonar reports contact bearing 160.
Periscope, starboard bow. All mounts, fire at will.
Ernie watches through binoculars.
I've got him, Mr. Watson.
Captain, is con?
Right sharply, another 10 degrees.
Right, sir, 10 degrees, aye, sir.
He eyes a U-boat.
Contact bearing 156.
Sonar reports contact bearing 156. Range steady at 1,080 yards.
Greyhound, Dickie, I have him dead to rights. I'm attacking.
Range 1,000.
Left full rudder to 085. Come on in, Dickie. I'm turning to port to clear for you.
Thank you, Greyhound. Here we come.
Left full rudder to 170.
Left full rudder to 170.
All ahead,
flying. All ahead, flying, guys, sir.
The ship turns in the water.
Torpedo!
You're training, son. Bearing, range.
Torpedo in the water. Starboard beam, 400 yards, sir. Torpedo! Bearing 210. Range 300. Yes, sir. Two fish.
On deck. Ernie scans the water and sees the tails of two torpedoes speeding by. He watches one zoom directly past the ship.
Hard right rudder, hard over!
They turn.
Greyhound, Dickie, I'm launching depth charges now.
Water spikes around them as the depth charges launch.
Understood, Dickie. I am crossing your bow for my own attack.
In the sonar room, Martin listens closely.
Underwater explosion, indications confused.
Sonar reports, only hearing explosions, indications confused.
Right standard rudder to 110.
Right standard rudder, steer course 110, aye, sir.
There he is, bearing 001, range 400 yards.
Sonar reports contact, bearing 001, range 400 yards.
Right full rudder to 065.
Right full rudder to 065,
contact
aye,
inside minimum sonar range.
Contact inside minimum sonar range, sir.
Ernie rushes out onto the deck.
U-boat, starboard stern! Dickie forced him up!
The U-boat springs from the water. Cannons blast. Ernie and the others watch.
Looks damaged, sir. Can't submerge.
Ernie swivels.
Hard right rudder! Hard over!
He's coming in close! U-boat, starboard bow!
Ernie hurries to the other side of the ship, just as a U-boat sneaks toward them. They open fire on him.
He slipped in under our guns, sir! We can't hit him!
The U-boat slips past their shots, close enough to touch from the deck. The helmsmen rapidly go through piles of ammunition as they fire repeatedly. From the railing, Ernie cranes his neck to watch.
Dickie's coming back in!
Port side ahead, sir!
Ernie hustles back onto the bridge.
Greyhound Dickie, I'm on him, sir!
Give him hell, Dickie!
Dickie's ship sails smoothly past them in the opposite direction.
Left full rudder! Loop around and help Dickie!
The ship dips as they turn sharply and water pounds against the bow. Dickie fires at the U-boat.
Dickie here! He's pulling in too close! He's alongside of us!
In his binoculars, Ernie watches as guns fire uselessly into the water around the U-boat. A shot ricochets off the surface and hits Greyhound.
Cover!
The sailors crouch low.
On your feet!
Son of a bitch ricocheted off the surface.
Man your post. Slow to one-third.
Language, sir.
Slow to one-third, aye, sir.
Greyhound circles closer to the U-boat as the cannon fire continues.
Dickie's in the line of fire!
They're off, Dickie. They're off.
On deck, Ernie watches.
Hold your fire. Left full rudder.
Left full rudder.
Local control. Stand by broadside to port fire as they bear.
Aye, sir.
Ernie concentrates on the battle. Gunfire rains into the water around the U-boat.
Come on, clear.
Get clear, Dickie, clear!
The U-boat drafts off the side of Dickie. fires directly into Graham. Ernie hunches over from the force.
Corbin! Corbin!
Vicky's clear!
All mounts, commence fire!
Ernie turns to the U-boat as they attack. One of Greyhound's cannons blasts the U-boat. Black smoke follows an explosion as the submarine retreats underwater. The men race to a fire burning on the side of the ship. On the bridge.
Dickie Greyhound, what is your damage?
Greyhound, our guns couldn't depress far enough to do any damage, but at 20 yards, the shells went right through us without detonating.
Are you seaworthy?
Yeah, all three hits were well above the waterline, sir. We'll have our holes patched and we'll be back in a hut.
Very good. Return to your screening station at best speed.
He hangs the phone up and goes to the deck.
Direct hit on Mach 43, sir. Damage control reports fire at bath frame 24. There's no flooding below the waterline and the casualty count is coming, sir.
Ernie glances out at the sea as the fire burns below. He spies a helmsman dousing it with a hose in Ernie's cabin.
Three severely wounded. Bonner, Meyer, Fulbrook is in critical shape. Three dead.
Who are the dead?
Desani, gunner's mate, third class. Marks, seaman, second. Cleveland, messmate.
A new messmate puts a tray on the table.
Took a hit at the port side 40mm gun tub. Loading ammunition, sir.
I've got no room for corpses down below, sir. Not with the four we pulled from Vasco.
I can arrange for service within the next 10 minutes, sir.
Ernie nods.
Of course. All hands.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Charlie leaves.
Bill.
The priest stops.
How bad was he hit?
Sir?
George Cleveland.
Completely mutilated, sir. All of them.
Bill leaves, and Ernie freezes. He eyes the tray of food and buttons his shirt. On deck, everyone gathers solemnly.
We're therefore commit the earthly remains of Anthony Pisani, Daniel Marks, and George Cleveland to the deep, looking for the general resurrection in the last day and the life of the world to come through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whose second coming in glorious majesty to judge the world, the sea shall give up her dead, and corruptible bodies of those who sleep in him shall be changed and made like unto his glorious body according to the mighty working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself.
On the floor, three bodies lie beneath American flags.
All stop.
XO commands all stop.
All stop.
All stop by.
The propellers stop.
Now all hands bury the dead. Now all hands bury the dead.
The waters lie calm.
Jets Company! Hunted! Cut!
They all straighten.
Salute!
They pick up the boards bearing the wrapped bodies.
Firing line, half right, face! Anthony Pisani, gunner's mate, third class. Ready! Fire! Daniel Marks, seaman second. Ready! Fire! George Cleveland, messmate. Ready! Fire!
Ernie watches as they try to slip the last body into the water. It catches on the end of the flag.
Ready! Two!
They all drop the salute and stand back at attention. The other men lower the body boards, then begin the traditional flag folding ceremony.
Distress rocket and rear of convoy!
On the bridge.
Left standard rudder.
Left standard rudder, aye, sir.
Harry, Dickie, Greyhound, Eagle has been hit. I am going to his aid, rear of the convoy. Maintain your sweep. Go easy on your fuel.
Aye, sir. Aye, sir.
Ernie strides out onto the deck as another ship in the convoy drifts closely past them.
Messenger, my glasses.
Aye, sir.
Meter.
Aye, sir. Heading up the lane.
Right, standard rudder.
Right, standard rudder. Aye, sir.
Ernie watches the ship swing around to the opposite side of Greyhound.
Meter.
All head flank.
All head flank, aye, sir.
He paces to the edge of the railing and brings up his binoculars. On the darkening horizon, black smoke floods the air above a ship. British destroyer Eagle. Nearby, U.S. rescue ship Cadena. Ernie heads back onto the bridge.
Messenger.
Sir.
Ernie moves past him and goes over to the sonar screen. He watches as it scans the area.
Mr. Harbutt.
Sir.
That's Eagle and Cadena. Circle them at 1 mile to cover the rescue.
Helm. Left standard rudder, come to 225.
Left standard rudder, come to 225.
Eagle Greyhound, what is your status?
We were hit forward of the engine room and have a fire below deck. Some casualties. The Gustav was hit first, sank in 3 minutes. We saw no survivors. It's a bad afternoon, sir.
How seaworthy are you?
We have a 5-degree list at starboard and we're down at the stern, but we'll tow all right up to 5 knots. We have a flap of plate sticking up, scooping in the sea. The list gets worse if we make any speed.
We must keep you afloat, Eagle.
We'll do all the sea allows, sir.
Very well. Greyhound out.
Ernie stares off into the distance. Outside, night falls as Eagle burns brightly in the water. Fade to black. Thursday, first watch. 2000 to 2400. 14 hours to air cover. Ernie stares ahead as an officer strides past him through the red-tinted darkness.
Ready to relieve you, sir?
Very well. We're steady on course 225, and we're at standard speed with fuel conservation.
Relieve you, sir.
The officer salutes and leaves. Another approaches.
Sir? Sir, I stand relieved. Mr. Carling has the deck in the con.
Very well. Mr. Carling, Cadena has Eagle under tow at 4 knots. Continue, sir. We'll hold the screen at rear convoy. Sonar, standard sweep to starboard.
Sonar, bridge, search to starboard, standard pattern.
Ernie steps out onto the deck and scrutinizes Eagle through the blue-black night. He squints and uses his binoculars to peer closer. He spots a few lights from flashlights.
Greyhound Eagle.
Ernie rushes quickly back into the sonar room.
Greyhound?
Request permission to abandon ship, sir. The collision maps were not big enough. We have a 15-degree list now, and the main deck is underwater.
I'm sure you've done all you could. Permission granted.
She's been a good home, sir. It's been an honor sailing with you. We'll be praying for you. Godspeed, Captain.
Thank you. Your job well done.
Ernie hangs up the phone and lingers for a moment. He turns around and stops in the open doorway to the deck. The abandoned Eagle is barely visible in the dark night. He gazes out at it. The new messmate enters and he looks away.
Thank you, Cleveland.
I'm Pitt, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
Pitt nods and heads out. Ernie picks up a pitcher and pours himself a mug of coffee. He tilts his head to get a better look at the map on the table below.
And in, Mr. Cole.
Exo requested bridge. Exo requested bridge.
Ernie marks two spots on the map with his fingers.
You wanted to see me, Skip?
Charlie approaches the table. Ernie places his mug down and walks out onto the empty deck. Charlie follows.
I've lost Eagle. Harry and Dicky are low on depth charges and fuel, as are we. I can offer only scant protection to the convoy. We need air cover, Charlie.
Ernie spots a helmsman nearby and hesitates. He brings Charlie further out.
Do I break radio silence with a message to the Admiralty? Or does that let the Wolfpack know just how vulnerable we are?
What would the message be?
Help needed urgent.
Now help needed, that means urgent.
Needed isn't needed. Just help. That's all the Admiralty needs to hear for a modified rendezvous point.
Germans might miss a message as short as that.
I wouldn't need to take this risk if I'd been smarter yesterday.
What you did yesterday? Got us to today.
It's not enough, Charlie. Not nearly enough.
Ernie leaves and Charlie goes after him. The moon glows faintly. In the sonar room.
Message from the Admiralty, sir. Some of it's badly scrambled, sir. I've done my best with it.
The messenger holds up a flashlight.
Exo to the bridge.
Aye, aye, sir.
He hands Ernie a pencil.
Now what are these scrambles?
I think coded numerals, sir, but I'm sure of that.
Expect aircraft. His challenge, Uncle William, your answer, Baker Dahl.
Captain?
Charlie, message from Admiralty. Reinforcements dispatch. It's only partially deciphered. Put together a team, see what else is in.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ernie hands the note off to Charlie. He looks out the porthole. Waves lap against the bow of the ship as it moves smoothly forward. Inside, Ernie paces back and forth while the others stay at their posts.
Greyhound! Your flock is not safe from this wolf. We can always find you in the night to kill you.
Escorts, Greyhound, divert all further TBS traffic to Channel Hotel. Execute.
I thought these were numerals, but it was point X-ray. Modify rendezvous point to point X-ray.
Mm-hmm. How soon?
Something like 4 hours, Skip.
Sir?
The messenger hands Ernie a pencil, and Ernie scribbles out a note. He hands it off to the messenger. Charlie gives him a nod. Fade to black. Friday, 4 noon watch. 0800 to 1200. 3 hours to air cover. Outside, dawn peeks over the horizon, a thin sliver of light in the darkness. In the sonar room, Ernie takes his captain's hat off the table and puts it on.
Messenger.
Yes, sir.
Go to my cabin and bring me my slippers.
Aye, sir.
With difficulty, Ernie settles into his chair and unlaces his shoes. He pulls one off and peers down at his foot. He turns a lamp, revealing blood on his fingers. The messenger comes back and offers him his slippers.
Thank you. Return those.
Ernie sits down. The messenger takes his discarded shoes and leaves. Ernie struggles to guide the slippers onto his wounded feet. He sits back and relaxes.
Combo reports two pips, starboard bow, bearing 099, the other at 168, sir.
Supposed to take us to white?
Aye, sir.
Sailors switch the lights on.
Charlie, these pips.
Yes, sir, we got two skunks showing on surface radar.
They're heading straight for us. Just 2 hours to the rendezvous point, Ernie. God willing.
Ernie brings the phone to his ear.
All escorts, Greyhound. I have two surface targets off to starboard. Maintain your screens. Mr. Watson, bring us up to general quarters.
General quarters?
Aye, sir.
General quarters, general quarters. All hands, man your battle
Hurry.
Stations.
Dickie Greyhound, I am engaging targets.
Request permission to come down there and bounce them with you, sir?
Negative, Dickie. Maintain your screen.
Aye, sir.
Messenger.
Sir.
Ernie looks at the young man.
I'd like more coffee, please.
Aye, sir.
The messenger hurries back out. In the sonar room, Charlie leans over a technician's shoulder to see the screen.
Slipped away from this gray wolf? No. You did not. You will not. The sea favors the gray wolf on the hunt, not the hound on the run. You and your comrades will die today.
Combat radar showing contact at 110, range 2100 yards and closing, sir.
About 1 mile! There, sir!
Fire!
On deck, Ernie spots a U-boat.
To right, sir, there!
He points. Below the surface, a U-boat releases a torpedo. In the sonar room.
Contact.
Sonar reports torpedo starboard beam bearing 187 range 1500, sir.
Ernie eyes it.
Left full rudder.
Left full rudder!
The helmsman spins the steering wheel rapidly. Through his binoculars, Ernie spots the trail of the torpedo. Greyhound keels to the left while he keeps watch.
Second torpedo to starboard beam! Bearing 120, range 1000!
Right hard rudder, hard over!
Right hard rudder, hard over!
Ernie tracks the second torpedo in the water. As it nears, he turns and notices the first one approaching simultaneously.
Delay that, delay that! Meet her! Meet her!
Delay, meet her, meet her!
Aye, sir, holding course!
Ernie takes a step back and turns to watch the path of the second torpedo. He looks between the two as they get closer. The first torpedo comes up fast alongside the ship. Ernie keeps an eye on the first torpedo's tail until it clears the bow of the ship.
Right hard rudder, hard over!
Right hard rudder, hard
starboard,
over!
Starboard slow, stern port ahead, full!
Starboard slow, stern port ahead, full!
Greyhound starts to curve into the path of the second torpedo. The ship pulls quickly to the side, and the entire deck leans with it. Eyes wide, Ernie follows the torpedo as it closes in on the bow.
All hands, brace for collision!
The helmsmen grip the deck railings. Ernie stumbles over to watch the torpedo as the ship tilts strongly away from its path. The torpedo parallels the ship's movement and comes right up to the side. It hits the hull and is pushed away.
Meter! Steer straight for that pivot, 119!
119,
all ahead,
sir!
Full ahead, full ahead,
sir! We'll ram that U-boat if we have to!
The ship levels itself, and Ernie climbs up to his post. He grabs his binoculars and gazes out at shots hitting the water. Underwater, the shots continue to miss the U-boat. It releases another torpedo as smoke radiates from the Greyhound.
Torpedo up!
With us full left to 100.
Aye, aye, sir.
The torpedo propels through the water. On the bridge, the helmsman spins the wheel. As the propellers move below, the torpedo skates by them. Black smoke emits from the guns as they fire repeatedly. A shot hits the top of the U-boat dead on.
Conning tower dead ahead!
Ernie spies the nose of the U-boat surfacing amid the gunfire.
Charlie, lay a course to open the arcs of fire aft.
We'll hit a broadside.
Left full rudder, slow to 2/3. Aft the batteries, fire you bear.
The guns are ready.
All mounts, local control. Target will be fine on our starboard bow. Control. Fire as they bear.
Webb's bridge, all mounts, local control. Fire as they bear.
The Greyhound's guns fire relentlessly at the half-surface submarine. Ernie watches closely as the ammo hits closer and closer to the U-boat's hull. The center of the U-boat explodes. An enormous geyser of water shoots up into the air. It rains slowly back down.
Second sub spotted! Periscope, starboard bow!
Ernie squints through the mist.
He's got us lined up, sir!
All mounts local control, get those guns around!
The U-boat approaches.
Air cover, air cover!
Ernie finds the plane.
Signal bridge reports aircraft signals, Uncle Williams, sir!
Reply back, good job! Right side and rudder! Map 41 and 42, open fire to mark the target for that aircraft!
Open fire to mark target for that aircraft!
Gunners lay out a line of fire leading up to the U-boat. The plane hovers directly overhead, then drops a series of bombs from beneath its silver wings. A snarling mouth is painted on one of them. They fall into the water and explode in sequence. One blast is tinged with black oil. Still tense, Ernie exchanges a look with Charlie as everyone cheers.
Good work.
Ernie stares out at the calm sea, a spot of black visible as the oil spreads. He leans weakly against the railing. The plane turns gently above. Later, on the bridge, Ernie gazes out the window.
Sir, stand relieved. Mr. Carling has a deck.
Watson leaves.
Messenger.
Yes, sir.
Write this. Comm convoy and all escorts. Sonar reports no contacts. Radar reports no contacts. All escorts resume station. Send it.
Aye, sir.
He hurries off. Ernie watches the plane.
Heading is 290, sir.
Very well. Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes, sir.
All ahead standard.
All ahead standard. Aye, sir.
Ernie walks onto the deck. He gazes up as the plane circles along the clear sky. He leans on the ledge and watches it fly over the convoy.
Forward lookout reports shift starboard bow, bearing 110, range 8 miles.
Ernie turns to the right and spots the ship, British destroyer HMS Diamond. The two helmsmen behind him send out a Morse code message.
Message, sir.
Read it out.
Admiral T. Greyhound, welcome. Kindly make verbal report to Diamond on TBS.
The helmsman leaves, and Ernie watches the ship. Inside, he picks up the phone.
Diamond, Greyhound, do you hear me?
Loud and clear, Greyhound. We hear you had a bit of a rough go of it.
Yes, sir. In the last 48 hours, we've lost 7 ships from the convoy. 2 others were damaged.
And the condition of your command? How are you holding up?
I took a round from the sub on a portside deck. 3 were killed.
But you are seaworthy?
Yes, sir. Dickie and I fought him out on the surface, and we got him. My escort group sank 3 others.
4 U-boats? Bloody good job, Graham. Well, we'll be relieving you now and taking the convoy on to Liverpool. You take Dickie and Harry and make best speed to the Naval Yard in Londonderry.
Sir, I request I stay with the convoy. I have 56 hours fuel at economical speed.
No, that's an order, Commander. We'll see the convoy on from here. I need you to take Dickie and Harry back home. They're not fit to stay in the game, understood? Off to Derry with you.
Aye, aye, sir.
Tell me, Greyhound. Just curious. How many crossings does that make for you now?
This was my first, sir.
Unbelievable. Well, let's hope next time's a bit easier, eh? That will show, Commander.
Thank you, sir.
He slowly lowers the phone back into place. The officers watch as Ernie stares off. He turns and they look away. He picks up the phone.
Dickie, Harry, Greyhound.
Dickie here. Harry here.
You are relieved of your screening duties. Form starboard echelon on me at the head of the convoy. We will depart on 087 for Londonderry.
Aye, aye, sir. Aye, sir.
Ernie writes out a message. Greyhound to Comm Convoy. Most grateful for your splendid cooperation. Goodbye and Godspeed. The tip of his pencil breaks and he reaches for a sharpener. He blows off the shavings.
Messenger.
Messenger. Sir.
Ernie rips out the note.
Signal bridge, send it.
Signal bridge, aye, sir. Commodore is signaling 5 minutes to course change, Captain.
Take us up the lane. When we clear the lead ships, turn right to 087, Dodge James, starboard echelon.
Aye, aye, sir. Steady on 087, starboard echelon. Helm, mark your head.
Mark 083, sir.
Very well. Keep her so.
Steady as I go. Aye, sir.
Ernie removes his binoculars and places them onto his desk. He leans heavily onto the edge of the table for a moment, then turns around. His movements stiff, he steps through the cabin. He looks around at the crew and nods.
Mr. Carling, she's all yours.
They all glance up quickly.
I will be in my cabin if you need me.
Aye, sir.
Carling nods. The officers pause to watch Ernie as he stands in the doorway and gives them a lingering look. He turns and leaves. He staggers down the narrow stairs and grabs the railings for support. He climbs down into the landing. He hesitates at the next set of stairs. He walks out onto the deck and looks around. One of the other ships in the convoy sails alongside Greyhound. The sun glints off the men as they crowd onto the deck and celebrate. Ernie watches as they drift past into the sunset. He moves down the deck to get a better view as they drift further away. The ship becomes a silhouette against the sun as they float on. On the other ship's deck, men wave and cheer. Ernie turns to the other side and looks at the rest of the convoy. As he gazes out at the ships, a message appears. Thank you, Greyhound. Godspeed. Have a drink on us in Derry. He walks back into the stairwell and hangs his captain's hat on the railing. In his cabin, he undoes his tie. The verse, "Yesterday, today, and forever," hangs on a nearby mirror frame. He slips out of his shirt, his silver dog tags pressed to his chest, and takes off his slippers. At the sink, he washes his face. He flashes back to an image of Evie. In the hotel lobby, she smiles as he gets up to meet her. Golden light shines through the portholes over his bed as he kneels down. His hand shakes as he reaches for the Bible on his bedside table and rifles through its pages.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you have graciously kept me this day. Into your hands I commend myself, my body, and soul. Amen.
He closes the book, puts it on the table, and pulls his bed sheets down. He gets to his feet, climbs onto the mattress, and gets beneath the covers. He settles in and lays on his side. Outside, Greyhound speeds forward and cuts sharply through the water while the other two ships follow. The three ships travel together across the vast ocean. Other ships follow. Daylight gleams brightly against a perfect blue sky. Cut to black. During the Battle of the Atlantic, over 3,500 ships carrying millions of tons of cargo were sunk. 72,200 souls were lost forever. Credits appear beside historical footage, directed by Aaron Schneider. Screenplay by Tom Hanks. Based on the novel The Good Shepherd by C.S. Forrester. Produced by Gary Getzman, PGA. Executive producers Aaron Ryder and Steven Sharesian. Executive producers Allison Cohen, Michael A. Jackman, Milan Popelka, David Coatsworth. Executive producers Aaron L. Gilbert, Jason Clough, Richard McConnell, Anjay Nagpal. Executive producers Han Sanping, Alex Jong. Executive producers Ben Nern, Tom Rice. Director of photography Shelley Johnson, ASC. Production designer David Crank. Editors Sidney Walensky, ACE. Mark Chajewski. Tom Hanks. Stephen Graham. Rob Morgan. Josh Wiggins. Tom Brittany. William Pullen. Manuel Garcia Rulfo. Carl Glusman. Chet Hanks. Jimmy Stanton. Matthew Helm. Devin Druitt. And Elizabeth Shue. Casting by Francine Maisler, CSA. Music by Blake Neely. Music supervisor, Diva Anderson. Costume designer, Julie Weiss. Visual effects supervisor, Nathan McGinnis. Visual effects producer, Mike Chambers. An Apple Original Film. Sony Pictures Entertainment and Stage 6 Films present, in association with Braun Creative, Jung Fu Pictures, and Sycamore Pictures, in association with Film Nation Entertainment, a Playtone production. A title appears, Greyhound. Credits roll. Copyright 2020, Sony Pictures Worldwide Acquisitions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Country of origin, United States of America. Sony Pictures Worldwide Acquisitions Incorporated is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of U.S. copyright law and the Berne Convention, as well as other international laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to actual events, is purely coincidental. Sony Pictures Entertainment, SPE, and its wholly owned film divisions did not receive any payment or other consideration for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. Ownership of this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media, voiced by Jedediah Barton. Greyhound. Sony.